Welcome, everyone, to today's deep dive. Imagine waiting, over half a century for a victory. 50 years of hoping and sweating, and then the New York Knicks finally clinched the NBA title.
Right. It's just this massive cultural moment. The confetti drops, the whole city goes wild.
Exactly. But then, the next morning, no one is actually talking about the game. Everyone is talking about Cardi B at the after party in this crimson latex.
Yeah, it completely took over the timeline.
So today, our mission is to explore that intersection of historic sports victories, high fashion branding, and social media architecture. And we're using an article about Cardi B's latest fashion statement alongside a really interesting 2026 Instagram landing page source.
It really is a masterclass in modern attention. You've got this enormous cultural gravity from the sports world, and it gets completely intercepted by a single piece of clothing.
Okay, let's unpack this because it's kind of like a visual victory lap, right?
Yeah.
But I have to push back a little here. A 50-year sports drought carries immense emotional weight for diehard fans.
Oh, absolutely.
So how exactly does a celebrity fashion choice manage to hijack the spotlight from all that history just because it looks flashy?
Well, I mean, it's not just about looking flashy. It's really about exploiting human biology and digital architecture at the same time. Like, let's look at the actual material. She wore a really striking bright red two-piece latex ensemble.
Right. Highly reflective.
Exactly. Our brains are basically hardwired to detect high contrast and reflective surfaces. Evolutionarily, a glint of light usually meant water.
Wait, really? So when you're mindlessly scrolling, a high-gloss material like latex triggers, like a subconscious visual interrupt.
Yeah, it's an evolutionary hack. The algorithm doesn't necessarily know she's wearing a dress. It just tracks that millisecond of hesitation from thousands of users, you know?
Right. It realizes it has captured attention, and then it skyrockets the post to the top of everyone's feed.
That's the exact mechanism. And she knows how to wield it. I mean, she's used latex to command attention before. She wore it in a massive Super Bowl ad and a pretty legendary Versace campaign.
That makes sense. But let's talk about the actual physics of wearing this thing. When I picture latex, I picture like a literal sausage casing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound comfortable.
And a late night post-championship celebration is going to be packed, loud, and incredibly sweaty. How is she even moving, let alone dancing, in a rubber tube?
Well, that's where the engineering steps in. The designers didn't just wrap her in plastic. The top is a structured, corset-inspired bodice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with a plunging neckline and extremely thin spaghetti straps, which, you know, helps manage body heat. But the bottom half is where the real problem-solving happens.
What do they do there?
It's a low-rise, ankle-length skirt. To solve the mobility issue, they engineered a long slit running all the way up the back.
Oh, wow. So creating the illusion of total restriction while secretly offering a full range of motion.
Exactly. It looks like it's painted on, but the slit allows her to actually walk the room easily. It's this perfect blend of a streamlined aesthetic with functional wearability.
Who actually makes something like this? Because it feels like designing a sports car specifically for how the paint catches the showroom lights. Like, yeah. It's optical clickbait.
That's a really great way to put it. The creators are a UK-based brand called Poster Girl. Francesca Capper and Natasha Somerville run it, and their whole business model is basically built on engineering virality.
I think I read they recently partnered with Kylie Jenner's clothing brand, right?
Yeah, KHY. That partnership really cemented their status as masters of this modern screen-first aesthetic.
Which connects perfectly to our second source, that 2026 Meta login page. Think about that pristine blank screen we all stare at before we fall into the feed.
Right.
Poster Girl isn't really designing for the physical party. They're designing for that 6-inch digital void.
Hmm.
Those perfect finishes are purpose-built for the viral machinery.
They absolutely are. The Knicks provided the stage and the cultural hype, but Poster Girl provided the visual fuel designed explicitly to stop your thumb from swiping.
So, to our listeners, the takeaway here is that when you see these striking, logic-defying celebrity moments dominate your feed, you're witnessing a calculated masterclass in brand synergy.
Yeah, it's where historic sports hype, avant-garde design, and social media mechanics flawlessly collide.
Which leaves a fascinating question for you to ponder. As designers continue to engineer these gold viral moments out of unconventional materials like latex, materials built purely to conquer the infinite scroll, will our desire to capture that perfect attention-grabbing aesthetic on platforms like Instagram eventually redefine what we consider everyday wear in our own closets? Think about that the next time you log in.